This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new report shows that rising heat is making droughts in the state and the region even worse. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Caleb Radel reports that scientists say it's not just about a lack of rain and snow.
When the air heats up, it can hold more water. That means it pulls more moisture out of the ground, rivers, and even crops. Scientists call it atmospheric thirst. And in the western U.S., nearly three-quarters of that rise is tied to human-caused climate change, according to nonprofit Climate Central. Thomas Swetnam is a climate scientist at the University of Arizona.
We're in a difficult time now. It's a time when water conservation is really critical, and we really need to be thinking about how to use the water for the best value.
The study also found droughts are lasting longer, pushing the average drought past a year. And that's shrinking rivers, parching farms, and fueling wildfire risks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
On the western slope, officials say it will take years to recover from this summer's major wildfires. Five fires burned nearly 200,000 acres there. Reese Melton is the natural resource director for Rio Blanco County. He says those fires were followed by widespread flash floods.
And you don't have this level of ecological disturbance without some things being changed on the landscape long term.
Initial estimates in Rio Blanco County show more than $27 million worth of damage. The state has asked the Trump administration for FEMA funding to help with that recovery. Starting today, all 32 of Colorado's public colleges and universities are waiving application fees for Colorado residents. It's free application days, and it's part of the state's push to encourage more people to continue their education. Five private institutions, including the University of Denver and Colorado College, will also waive fees. App fees will be waived until Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.